Hello again. Welcome to the program. Today we're continuing with the series on godliness with contentment, which the Bible says is great gain. We're going to focus in on what is recorded here in Titus chapter 2, verse 12. It talks about denying something, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, to deny something is to refuse something or to be not willing to do something. And what we're not willing to do here is to deny ungodliness. And so we have to ask ourselves, am I really willing to deny ungodliness? What is ungodliness? Refusing to focus our activities on God and doing God's will, God's way. So let's ask ourselves, yesterday, however long we were awake, how were we doing in this situation? Refusing to focus our activities on God and doing God's will, God's way? Or were we focusing our activities on God and doing God's will, God's way? Here's a hymn. We need to sing along with it. Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Let him have his way with thee.
Jesus and be always pure and good. Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. Have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you can never fall? Let him have his way with thee. Would you in his kingdom find a place of constant rest? Would you prove him true in providential tests? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way.
Well, looking again here on whether or not we're willing to deny ungodliness. 2 Timothy 3, 4 and 5, referring to the last days, it says there will be traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Peter, in 2 Peter 2, he said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily, secretly, shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now it says there's someone is going to bring in a damnable heresy. That is a heresy that if you believe it, you're going to hell when you die. Who's bringing this in? Somebody who is denying the Lord that bought them. That word bought has been translated redeemed three times. In other words, it says in the last days, there's going to be Christians bringing in a damnable heresy and bring upon themselves swift destruction. That word destruction has been translated waste. And that is what is happening in our local churches today. We're filling our churches with people who have prayed a little prayer in the emotion department rather than the Holy Spirit speaking to their spirit. They voted for Jesus, joined the church, and there's no difference in them than someone who joins a cult and gets, oh, this is a better way of life. I like this better than the old life. That's not salvation. Let me read the verse again. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. Now, the damnable heresy that's come in today is that you don't need to repent. Just pray a prayer. You just believe. What are they doing when they say that? Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. What are these Christians doing? Denying the Lord that redeemed them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Jude put it this way, for there are certain men crept in unaware, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says we need to be denying ungodliness and worldly lust. What is a worldly lust? It is being concerned with temporal values rather than eternal values. This word lust has been translated desires many times. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, with desire, this is the same Greek word, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And so we think of lust sometimes as being some kind of perverted sexual sin. No, the word here simply means desire. And so teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Paul said, he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ. And so we have here that we are to be living soberly, righteously, and godly. Now, once again, the only way that is going to happen in our lives is if we allow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and as we've said before, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony. We must let the Holy Spirit speak to our spirit, and in turn, our spirit should dictate to our mind, our will, and our emotions as to what we're going to do. And so if we're going to be serious about this, we let the Holy Spirit have control. Whether we're talking about righteously, living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, the only way it's going to happen is through the power of the Holy Spirit. As the Bible says, when He has come, He will guide us into all truth. So once again, would we live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Let Him have His way with thee.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with Him within the narrow road? Would you have Him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let Him have His way with thee. His power can make you what you are to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for Him to have His way with thee. Would you have Him make you and follow at His call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have Him save you so that you can never fall? Let Him have His way.